Well, now with a look at what else is making science headlines this week, including the discovery of a gene that makes racehorses turn from racehorses into race winners, here is Meera Senthilingam with our Naked Scientist newsflash.
How hallucinogenic drugs such as magic mushrooms affect the brain has been mapped in humans for the first time. Using fMRI scanners, researchers watched how the brains of 30 volunteers responded to doses of psilocybin, the active ingredient of magic mushrooms. The drug suppressed the activity of certain hub regions of the brain that control how information flows between different brain regions. Areas known to control mood were also affected. Robert Carhart-Harris from Imperial College London led the work.
The surprising result was that we only saw decreases in brain activities. We didn't actually see any increases anywhere in the brain. So the larger the drops in brain activity, the more intense the psychedelic effects of the drug. And then that they were in regions associated with a sense of self and also regions that are overactive in depression because people are very self-conscious and self-critical in depression. The implication then is that the drug may be effective in treating patients with depression.
The gene for speed in modern racehorses has been traced back to a single mare that lived 300 years ago. Since then, selective breeding for speed and stamina has led to a very high prevalence of the favourable C variant of a gene called myostatin, which gives thoroughbred racehorses a sprinting boost. Analysing the DNA of 593 horses from both Eurasian and North American regions, Emmeline Hill from University College London discovered where this speed gene came from in the first place and how it spread.
The speed gene proliferated in the population as a result of the success of a horse called Northern Dancer. But also the study shows how very quickly economically valuable alleles can move within a population. It demonstrates the power that breeders have to shape the diversity or the variation within their own populations and to be able to very quickly, with the knowledge of the genetic types of their horses, shape and develop a population of horses of the type that they want.
The world's first magnetic soap has been developed by scientists at the University of Bristol. By combining iron-rich salts with the water-soluble component of soap, Julian Eastoe's team created soap particles with metallic centres, meaning the soap can be controlled with a magnetic field.
There were various applications you can imagine. One which is quite obvious is the possibility to use magnets and these soaps to recover oil and oil spills, for example. There are smaller scale applications. You can imagine trying to clean a component of a machine or an engine, for example. Normal soaps could never get into the nooks and crannies, but it now becomes possible using magnets to guide the soapy solutions into the parts which other soaps cannot reach.
Social networks were crucial to the evolution of cooperation in ancient hunter-gatherer populations. Studying Tanzania's Hadza people, who are one of the last surviving hunter-gatherer populations, Karen Apicella from Harvard Medical School found that ties between individuals were based on the tendency to cooperate and formed between both kin and unrelated members of the group, leading to the altruism and cooperation also needed in society today.
Well, a lot of the properties you see in our networks also hold true in the Hadza. Popular people tend to be friends with other popular people. You see a person's friends tend to be friends with one another. The further away you go geographically, the less likely you are to be friends with a person. And cooperatives, individuals preferentially form ties with other cooperative individuals. So these findings provide crucial insight into the evolution of cooperation and altruism in humans and suggest that social networks have been a fundamental part of human life since ancient times.
And the work was published this week in the journal Nature Communications.
That was Meera Senthilingam, our very own social animal. And if you'd like to follow up on those stories or any of the other stories we've covered this week, the stories and references are available at thenakedscientist.com/news.